now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, I am pleased to say that after a massive downpour of rain this week, that the bushfire season has well and truly ended here in Australia. In fact, it's actually even ended the drought in Australia, which is great news. I must say thanks to all those who messaged me during that period. For me, it wasn't a big deal as I live in the city, but it certainly affected many of our cousins in the bush. And all I probably really had to deal with was some air pollution. Of course, for a period of time, I was actually far away from it all. That said, thank you so much for your thoughts. So many messages coming through. And, when something happens here in Australia and you start getting messages, you go, wow, that's really making news overseas, a country that probably doesn't make a whole lot of news internationally. But still, it was wonderful to hear from you all. And as the advertisements have been saying, Australia is open for business. The whole of Australia wasn't burnt to a crisp, as you might be led to believe in some of the media. That's not quite the case at all. But there's often a little bit of hyperbole when it comes to media coverage of things. Anyway, here we are back again for week two of the season, and Kramer is back to talk about a film that we didn't actually get a chance to talk about late last year, due to its late release here in Australia and the show taking a break as well. And we're talking about the film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is out on Netflix as we speak. We continue with some more new music this week, some bands that got in touch with me over the break. Meantime, let's kick off now with some Exotica and Augie Cologne with Primitiva from the 2012 release of Shrunken Head. Exotica, what a wonderful album, check it out. Here he is.
This is the Cocktail Nation, thanks to Ultraswank.net.
alternation with Ixtuhule there and Ilipika. Do check out the social media if you'd like to get in touch with me. We're all over the place. Just simply look up Cocktail Nation and you'll find us.
Cocktail Nation.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
I'm Spartacus!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
On le Cocktail Nation est scramé, c'est classique movie suggestion.
A movie that I saw a little while ago, and I know many fans of the show just absolutely love this. It's visually was amazing. Looking at 1969, we're talking about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and boy, it really captured the period very, very well.
That was the whole point. For those of you who don't know, it was Quentin Tarantino's latest movie. How could you not know that? What he tried to do was recreate. He was only a kid back then, so he tried to recreate that part of Hollywood as he remembered it. Now, there's a few little things he changed because he's the director and the writer and he can. Now, if you haven't seen this movie yet, here's the basic riff on it. The year is 1969, February. You've got Leonardo DiCaprio, who basically plays an actor who's now appearing on television. His career is slowly slipping away from him. His best friend and stuntman there is played by Brad Pitt. Both are excellent, of course. Now, the interesting thing here is, it starts off in February 1969. In fact, the weekend that it's set, Sharon Tate, who's played by Margot Robbie, goes to a movie to see a movie she's in. She goes to see The Wrecking Crew. It actually opened in America that weekend. The movie had previously opened at the end of 1967 in West Germany. Why? I have no idea. So that part of it's actually true. She's going to see a movie that she's actually in.
Yeah.
In real life, Sharon Tate had one other movie released that year, and it was 2 months after she died. It was a movie called 12 Plus One, which Mel Brooks remade as The 12 Chairs, basically. So she goes to see this movie, and we're looking at this young actor played by Leonardo DiCaprio. His TV series is finished. He's doing television appearances, and he's just making his way through Hollywood. They briefly come across a guy called Charles Manson. You've got Brad Pitt, who picks up this young girl somewhere in Hollywood, gives her a lift back to where she's living, which was the Star Ranch, which is where they used to film Leonardo DiCaprio's phony old TV show, and you'll see all the clips and stuff. It's a lot of fun. Then we move forward about 6 months, and it's August 1969. The reason this movie has annoyed people is because it's the Tate murders. But instead of murdering Sharon Tate, these idiots go to the house next door, which is Leonardo DiCaprio, who's living next door to them. Now, this is where the movie really starts to pick up. I'm not going to give anything away here, but there's that moment when Brad Pitt just goes with his fingers, the dog goes ballistic. That dog should have been nominated for Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
It suddenly and goes really Tarantino in a moment.
Oh, it certainly does. And the scene with the flamethrower?
Yeah.
We won't even go near that. Why would he even keep that?
It's a really great film and a good look at, working actors in Hollywood as well. You see them going over their lines and it's visually just amazing. So many people who lived through some of that period were like, they really nailed all these, nightclubs and shops and things like that and places as he's driving down the strip. It's just really cool.
It is, and you have to wonder, did it really look like that? Now, here's something for the trivia buffs, and I noticed this because I researched this. When Margot Robbie, a.k.a. Sharon Tate, goes to the cinema to go in to see the movie, watch closely around her. You'll see movies. There's a poster for The Mercenary, which is a 1968 Italian Western. That movie wasn't released in America until the middle of 1970. So either he put that there because it's a favourite movie or... who knows? There's no way that would have sat there for 18 months.
Yeah.
So that's a little... I think he's put that there because he likes the film.
Mm.
But look for it because it shouldn't really be there. But the look of the period, there's some interesting songs on the soundtrack. The radio station he listens to is really cool. And it's... visually, it's quite exciting. It's long, a little too long for me, but it is long. But stay with it because when you get to the bit at the end, it is just utterly priceless.
And I can guarantee you, it's not as long as The Irishman.
No, it's not. The movie is called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, directed by Quentin Tarantino. If you're a fan, definitely worth a look.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
Hey y'all, you're listening to the Cocktail Nation.
Coop Cooper.
Thank you.
Contonation with M Squad, their new band that got in touch with the show and the song Mission Impossible, Mustard Allegro, and How to Get to the Top of the Stairs in 10 Easy Steps. Also played Baby Grand and Azure, all new bands that, got in touch with me over the break, which is just a wonderful way to start off 2020. And here's some exciting news. You can catch the wacky hijinks of your favourite expats, Jack Newcastle and Sarah Starbuck, Jack has definitely been on the show a couple of times, actually, in previous years, and you'll know that I've talked about Jack quite a few times. He now lives in Nice with his new wife, and Jack's an amazing sort of guy, and we've spoken a few times, but the incredible thing about Jack is that he had a dream to go and live in the south of France. He had to learn French, and he basically completely flipped his life inside out and upside down, and I think he's on to his fourth act or something, I think is what he says. So a whole new life, a new wife living in the south of France. This guy just, he boggles my mind as to how impressive he is. Anyway, he's a wonderful writer as well too, I must say. Anyway, him and his wife moved to France, and for some reason they decided to go on international house hunters as they go door to door to tear apart atrocious French decor. Now, this international House Hunters episode is actually up on YouTube, so you can check it out right now. And Jack is at his very, very best. So, definitely check it out. Here's Matthias Unnebach now from his solo release, and this is Starfish.
Center of Sydney.
Tell me where the bomb is. 10 seconds or you're dead.
I have a better idea. How about I simply kill you all? The Cocktail Nation. Always dangerous. Cocktonation with Mitch and Mitch. Samba Goes On. Yeah, some new music to the Cocktonation. Also Unexotic and Mizzaloo, which is just wonderful. Now, speaking of Mitch and Mitch, their new album Frisco Moods is out right now, and it's a great album. Check it out online. They've got, in fact, a lot of releases, so well worth having in your collection. Let's take a look at Lounge Life magazine now. There's been a lot of deaths over the week between the show finishing last week and this week. We had Kirk Douglas, a renowned actor and father of Michael Douglas, with a decorated career spanning more than six decades. He died at the age of 103, which is just incredible. His health has actually been in decline for a while. In 1996, he suffered a stroke, but recovered most of his faculties. But what an amazing, amazing actor. One of my personal favourites. Robert Conrad, the star of the television series Wild Wild West, passed away at the age of 84. And a sad story of 91-year-old Orson Bean, who's a veteran actor through the 50s and 60s, and even recently in things like Modern Family and Desperate Housewives. He was killed by a car just Friday night past in Venice, California. Just a terrible, terrible accident. You can check out those stories and lots more via the Flipboard magazine that is called Lounge Life Magazine. I've got some links on my website, so make sure you check it out. It's a free, downloadable magazine, and it basically reads like a magazine on your device. And the really cool thing is that all the stories are updated regularly. So I come across stories of interest to Lounge Thurios and those who are into retro culture. I put it up there, so it's updated regularly. It's like a live magazine. Anyway, links on my website, cocktailnation.net. Trust me, you will enjoy it.
On the Cocktail Nation, Coupe Goes Deep.
Sometimes I wonder, what happened to the people who asked me for directions?
Very deep, Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Take the elevator up to Cooper's penthouse. www.cocktailnation.net.
Cocktail Nation with Christopher Holliday and Paid Time Off, Nothing Better. Kenny Sasaki with The Undercover Man and Tiki Torches with Green Fire. Now we are continuing for 2020 our Cocktail Nation special, which has been running as a spoken word podcast. This has to do with all the great playboys of history. It's called Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario. Last week it was Day Llewellyn, and you can check out the series thus far with people like Errol Flynn, Gunter Sachs, Casanova, Porfirio Ruby Rosa, and many, many more. And if you have a suggestion of someone you would like me to explore, then certainly let me know by emailing thecocktailnation@gmail.com or reach me by the socials. Mentioned we're going to wrap up the series coming up this week. Basically, a look at what we've learnt about all of these lounge Lotharios. And the series doesn't have to end. If there are people that you think I should be talking about, we'll continue. And I will rerun many of the Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario segments over the coming weeks as well. So for those who perhaps might have missed them, I'll put them back up again for you. Let's take a look at the World Swank Gig Guide now for Pastime AlbumClocks.com. Intoxicate playing at Gertrude's on the Big Island, February 28 and 29. Royal Crown Review, they are playing at the Rockabilly Viva Las Vegas weekend of April 9 through the 12th. And it's just wonderful to see Eddie and the crew back together again. March 6, Atlanta's Tiki Weekender, and May 14, Tiki Caliente in Palm Springs. Richard Cheese is on the road. He's playing in Las Vegas March 6, July 10, and October 9. Where, I'm not too sure, but if you check out tickets.richardcheese.com, you'll find the venues and more information. Speaking of Vegas, a band that you can see in Vegas every week is The Sharps. And here they are, normally playing at the Golden Tiki, and their live version of From Russia with Love. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
But since discovering you, I can't get enough of these smooth tunes that you're playing.
Cocktail Nation.
Sometimes is dear. Being complete, knowing defeat, keeping on from year to year. It takes some doing. Monkeries, the blues you hear, keeping on from year to year. Life is a school, unless you're a fool. But the learning brings you pain. Knowing at once you're just a dunce. Trial and error, loss and gain. It takes some doing. Monkery's a slow, slow train. Trial and error, loss and gain.
Coctination with Virginia Schneck, Blue Monk. Next week, Gary Wells is back with his book recommendations, and we look forward to hearing from him every single month here on the Coctination. He's got a wonderful read about Bing Crosby to tell us about. Going to leave you with Pat Longo now, and come what may, stay up. We'll be right back.
Thank you.